Good morning. This morning's class and breakfast should be Lerefua Shelema of Haya Sara Bat Lea Devora Betoch She'ar Chole Yisrael. Someone asked me, based on the conversations in Halakha, the classes that we had the last several days, the following straightforward question. He said, what if a person, and it really would arise when a person's staying in a hotel, let's say a person's on a business trip, they're staying in a hotel, as a result, they're not praying in minyan, in a synagogue, and they want to pray not in the room of the hotel, the bed's there, and the bathroom's connected, and so forth. They'd rather, and makes a lot of sense, go out onto the balcony. Is it appropriate or inappropriate to pray on the balcony? On the one hand, well, it's separate from the room. You separated yourself from a cheder shena, a place where you're sleeping. On the other hand, though, now I'm at a high place. I'm praying from a high platform. Maybe that would pose a problem. You see, several years ago, during the time of Corona, the question was balcony minyanim with regards to combining for minyanim, right? In other words, could one person pray from that balcony and another one from another one? To the best of my knowledge, nobody really head-on addressed the issue, and for good reason. Well, could you be doing this at all? Maybe it's inappropriate to be praying from a high place. Well, let's go back to the sources, remember the halakha and its reasoning, and in turn deal with this matter in a sufficient and straightforward fashion. The Gemara, if we recall, in Masechet Berachot and Daf Yod, had a memra, had a statement followed by a beraita that it's proper for a person not to pray on a high platform, but rather perhaps specifically in a low area. One of two pesukim were cited, Mimama Akim Kerati'cha Adonai. It's about a mindset, but even physically placing yourself in the depths. Alternatively, Tefillah Le'ani Ki Ya'atof. The pasuk describes us as being a destitute, poor individual as we wrap ourselves in prayer in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So on the one hand, you might already, from that angle, say, well, maybe it's a problem. Person standing on the balcony, they're on a high place, very different than our synagogue, which is in a basement. Maybe we're mitzvah minamuvchah, maybe we're the only way to do it. Maybe all synagogues need to be in the basement. On the other hand, quite simply, we're already aware, you can pray on the second floor or the third floor of a building. When we talk about a high area, we mean in terms of it being different than the surrounding areas. If this is just a direct extension from the room, there's no act of going up which would show some sort of haughtiness, some sort of lofty spirit in this moment. You're just walking straight out the door. As a result, with regards to that issue of Mimama Akim, of Tefillah Le'ani, of not praying in a high place, you really wouldn't have such an issue. Even if a person would make the claim, which I think is incorrect, well, when I'm on the balcony, I am at a higher place. If I look down, I see all the people surrounding me. Maybe that is inappropriate in that context. Well, you might recall Shulchan Aruch gave us qualifications for the problem. He said, if you're in a place which is what's called Kovea Makom Le'atzmo, it's a place which gets its own halakha domain. In other words, for example, in Hilchot Shabbat, it would be separate. How would that be determined? Shulchan Aruch said, if it has mechitzot, if it's surrounded by walls, I'll just caution you, if you're going out onto a balcony and it's not surrounded by walls, you have bigger issues than tefillah. So it's surrounded by walls, there's no problem. And secondly, as long as it's arba al arba, if it's 6 feet by 6 feet, four amot by four amot, well, then you're okay as well. Generally speaking, even in a small hotel room, I imagine the balcony is going to be four by four, but you don't need both of these. Four by four or surrounded by walls, it's already kovea makom le'atzmo. There'd be no problem with regards to praying from a high up place. There were two other issues that were raised in this context. If you recall, Beit Yosef quoted from Mahari Abuhab. Mahari Abuhab's claim was that if you're on a platform, irrespective of how high it is, because generally speaking, provided that it's within three tefahim of the ground, well, then you're okay. Said Mahari Abuhab, but if you're on something that's movable, something that's shaky, well, there's a problem in and of itself. So even if it's very low, but you're on some sort of low chair and you're standing on it, that's a problem. Why? Mishum bi'atuta. Because a person will be distracted in their tefillah. I'm not sure. Am I going to fall? To keep my balance, maybe a woman who's wearing high heels, for example, the poskim discuss, if she's in a rickety, difficult-to-stand situation where her mind is off of tefillah, she shouldn't be praying in such a fashion. I repeat again, if you're on a balcony and it's rickety and shaky and dangerous. You have bigger issues than tefillah, kavana. You shouldn't be there. So generally speaking, if not always, a balcony is going to be safe. You won't have that issue. Third issue we addressed was from Perisha, right here again in Siman Sadi of Tur. He suggested there's a third issue with regards to standing on a higher area, and that was the issue of hatitza. The same way the Kohen ba'avodah in the Mikdash, the Kohen who did the worship in the Mikdash, needed to make certain there was nothing separating their body from the animal that was being dealt with and so forth. So too, with regards to tefillah, perhaps there's a halakha that there not be a hatitza suggested, Perisha, no separation between the man's or woman's feet and the ground. Shoes are as if they're on, you know, connected to your feet. But maybe that's the problem of standing on an elevated platform. Well, again, I mentioned in the context of our balcony example that we're dealing with today, when you walk out onto the balcony, there's no hatzitza at all. If there's hatzitza, so then you're standing on something you shouldn't be doing so. But if you're on the balcony, you're directly feet planted on the ground, there's no problem of hatitza. And for that reason, clear and straightforward answer to the question of whether a person, under circumstances where they need to, or are praying in a hotel room and they go out onto the balcony, which, provided that there's not distractions in terms of the noises and sights around them, is probably the ideal place if they're not in a separate room for tefillah. Well, under such circumstances, irrespective of how high it is, notwithstanding any of the other mitigating factors that we addressed, it's 100% okay with regards to tefillah over there, provided that you're safe, you're in a stable area, you're in a circumstance which is not distracting inherent of itself because of surrounding sounds. A person can and perhaps should, under such circumstances, be praying on a balcony. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen v'amen.